Let's talk for a few minutes about the issue of buying new things and especially clothing during the 3 weeks and 9 days. The primary source in this regard is the Yerushalmi Maseches Pesachim, and there are actually two different girsos within this Yerushalmi. So one girsa says as follows, that in a place where women have the minig to avoid the activity of Lemishtei Chamra, to drink wine during the 9 days, that is a bona fide minig. And in fact, this girsa is the source of the practice to avoid drinking wine and eating meat during the 9 days. There is another girsa which we also pass in like, and the other girsa says Lemishtei Amra, which means to set up the wool threads on a loom, on some sort of a sewing machine, in order to begin to make a new garment. So women who have the minig to avoid doing that during the 9 days, that is a bona fide minog. The Yerushalmi explains that the Evan Shesio was batel at this time, and Shesi is part of the new garment that a person starts to make, some of the strings. So therefore it should be avoided during this time. The Beis Yosef understands that it's Asur Mikra Din during Shavua Shechalba, the week of Tisha B'Av, and it's a minhag which has been accepted to avoid this during the 9 days. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Zayin, where it says that you're not allowed to begin making new garments or shoes during the 9 days, and the Rama adds that similarly we do not purchase new clothing or shoes during the 9 days. What if you purchased it before and now you want to wear it? So that's the previous Sivav, where it says explicitly that a person is not allowed to wear new clothing or shoes or even freshly laundered clothing during the 9 days. So no buying new clothes or wearing new clothes during the 9 days. There are a couple of possible heterim. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes that this was never accepted in a situation of a davar ha'aved, where there's a possible loss of money involved. If a person needs to buy things, and there's a big sale now, and it's going to be much more expensive after the 9 days, then there may be room to allow it. What about Tisha B'Av shoes? A person didn't think of it in advance, and he doesn't have non-leather shoes, so there are poskim b'di'eved who allow that as well. Ideally, it should be purchased and worn before the 9 days, but if a person didn't, there's room to allow it, buying these items or wearing them for the first time during the 9 days. Until now, we've been discussing the 9 days. What about the 3 weeks before the 9 days? So there is no inherent iser to wear new clothing or to buy new clothing or anything during the 3 weeks, but there is a side problem, which is as follows, that the Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of that same siman, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, and Sif Yud Zayin, that the minhag is not to say Shehechiyanu during the 3 weeks. This has nothing to do with simcha. It's simply because of the wording of the bracha. The bracha says, Shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh, that we're so thankful to have arrived at this time period. But in the 3 weeks, it's not an auspicious time period. And therefore, we don't want to mention this phrase, and we avoid saying Shehechiyanu. So therefore, because of the bracha of Shehechiyanu, a person should avoid buying or wearing new things, which would require him to say a Shehechiyanu. So for example, when it comes to clothing, our minhag is to make the bracha of Shehechiyanu. If a person purchases a very chashuv new item that he's excited about, and we make the Shehechiyanu at the time that we wear the item for the first time, as opposed to at the time that it's purchased. So therefore, it would be permitted to buy the item during the 3 weeks, and then simply do delay wearing the item for the first time until after Tisha B'Av, because then a person won't have to say the Shehechiyanu. On the other hand, if a person bought the new item before the 3 weeks, which was totally fine, obviously, it would be a problem to wear it during the 3 weeks for the first time if that would necessitate saying the bracha of Shehechiyanu. Another ramification of this is as follows, that the Mishnah Brura passes the halacha that a person is allowed to say Shehechiyanu on Shabbos. So therefore, there might be room to allow wearing the item for the first time on Shabbos and saying the Shehechiyanu then. There's a little bit of an ironic twist, which is based on the fact that the only problem here is the issue of the Shehechiyanu, and that is as follows. And it applies, of course, not just to, specifically in this case, not to new clothing, but to new kelim. We know when a person makes a significant purchase of an item, of a kli, he also makes a Shehechiyanu. If a person's going to buy, let's say, a new computer and he's very excited about it, or some other item which is a significant purchase, he's excited, he makes a Shehechiyanu. But that's only if it's for personal use. If it is for the benefit of other people as well, then the bracha of Shehechiyanu is not recited, and instead, we say the bracha of Hatov V'Hametiv. That bracha doesn't mention anything about getting to this time period, and you're allowed to say Hatov V'Hametiv during the 3 weeks. So therefore, for example, if Moshe Feinstein paskins that to buy a new car, which is obviously a big purchase, so if it's for personal use only, yourself, so then a Shehechiyanu would be recited, and therefore you cannot buy the car during the 3 weeks. On the other hand, if it's for your whole family to use, then the proper bracha is hatov v'hametiv, and therefore it would be permitted, he writes, to buy it during the 3 weeks until Rosh Chodesh Av. Have a wonderful day.